book of Numbers, chapter 19. May God speak to us from his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Father, we've always known, ever since the first time we met you, that you are very holy. We've always known that you're different to us. And we've always known that we need to be clean to come near you, and that's been our struggle. And Father, we want to thank you today for all these things you tell us. And we thank you for the things that make us more holy, that bring us closer to yourself, that make us more careful, Lord, that help us to look not just at ourselves, but at thee, and that your requirements are so deep. And Father, we want to thank you for them. We come today and pray you'd give us some understanding on this simple verse. We ask you for our own hearts. Father, I know that this message is for me. And I know, Father, that I will learn from it. And I pray that so will others. We ask you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We pray that he would magnify the word of God. We pray that he would glorify Jesus Christ. And we pray that he would give us, Lord, the courage to go forward, the courage to make spiritual resolutions and keep them, the courage. Heavenly Father, we pray for that anointing upon the speaker in Jesus' name. Amen. As you've been hearing from the word of God, God is extremely particular about people approaching to him and about uncleanness and about purity. And today I want to just speak on one verse, really, the 15th verse of the 19th chapter. And every open vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean. Every open vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean. So anything to do with death is very deadly, because we know that the wages of sin is death, and we know that death is not a thing of heaven. Death is a thing of earth. We know that the death was not something that God ever wanted to bring upon anybody, but it became necessary because of sin.